This is Virginia Reloaded, presented by Gun Owners of America, fighting for your rights in the Commonwealth and beyond.
Good evening, everyone. It is Sunday. It's not Saturday. Our co-host had a little bit of an illness, so we didn't record last night. But we are recording tonight, and we are live with everyone out there. I see Space Texans, Gorillas and Guns. I see someone on Facebook, remember? On Facebook, I cannot see you unless you give Facebook the permission to share who you are. I'm just going to assume that you're my brother-in-law. I don't know why. I see MK Joe out there. G23, Detective John Kimball. It is not the Tumba. But yes, I see everyone out there. Thank you for tuning in. This is Virginia Reloaded, a Gun Owners of America podcast. Gun Owners of America is your no-compromise gun lobby in D.C. and beyond, including Virginia. I am joined by my co-host, Scott Ayers, from Gorillas and Guns YouTube channel, better known as Silverback Bananas. My name is John Crump. I'm the Virginia director for Gun Owners of America. So, let me say to all you guys out there, thank you for watching. And Scott, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, all things considered. You know, I had a rough day yesterday, that's for sure. Driving back from Massachusetts, and I was sick as a dog, and made for a pretty long ride.
Wow, that has to suck. You feeling okay now, though?
Yeah, feeling pretty good now. Just a little sore on the sides from all that, you know, heaving.
Yeah, is it COVID? You can tell me.
No, it was something I ate. This is what happens when you get off the highway and eat fast food.
Yeah, I guess that will do it, especially at those rest stops. Trust me, I know. I've been there, done that. Okay, so next week, we got to record early, I think. I'm going to be out of town. I will be, or we can record Sunday night, I guess. I'll be in Georgia.
Yeah. All right, right on. Oh, we're going down to IV 88.
Shoot, the GOA crew will be rolling deep down there. And you know nice. What the craziest thing about that is? I haven't decided whether I'm going to do this or not, but I guess because of gas prices, like rental car places have went crazy with their prices. So I can get an exotic car rental because they didn't go up in their price for cheaper than like an economy, like crap box car. So I might be rolling.
You a Tesla.
Wait, no, you can get Teslas down there for cheap from the exotic car, right? But I don't know how the charging is where the event is, but
yeah, probably not.
But I am looking at this Maserati or this Porsche.
There you go. But I just don't. 911.
Yeah, the optics of it might not look too good though. So I might just, you know, pay a little bit extra dollars and get the, you know, the regular Hertz rental instead of rolling up in a Porsche or a Maserati or a Bentley or something like that.
There you go. Get you a Alfa Romeo or something like that.
They have those too. And it would be cheaper. Alfa, there's a exotic car place and they will meet you right there and drop you off. They'll drive it up, change keys, and you just go.
That's pretty sweet. I mean, it might be fun to roll around for a couple of days in something nice like that.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. I asked the GOA, what do you want me to do? I mean, like, it's cheaper, and they said, use your best judgment. So,
right. So tell everybody who's going down there about it so everybody will rent an exotic car.
Yeah, man.
And you won't be the only one.
Yeah, but since I'm not paying for it, I don't want it to look bad. Even though,
no, I hear you.
You know, I was just like, yeah, found an exotic car replacement. Oh my goodness.
That would be pretty fun though.
They have Benzes, but I own a Mercedes, so I don't wouldn't consider that as exotic car. That's Roger Frame. Roger, how are you doing, man? I haven't seen you in a long time. I called you a couple times, but you didn't return my calls. My brother from another mother. All right, let's get into this. We're going to change up the gun of the day a little bit after today. We're going to do gorillas and guns gun this week. But I guess it's gun of the week. I did gun of the day. But right now, you can email GOTD. Oh, man, I'm going to make it GOTW as well. And you can submit your own gun of the day. Submit a picture and just write a little bit about it. Let us know why it should be featured at read it for me, Gorilla. Come on, server back.
GOTD at crumpy.com.
So
that's gun of the day at crumpy.com. Yeah, that's right.
Well, it should be gun of the week, but so you can also do GOTW at crumpy.com too.
Yeah.
But yeah, that so if you want to have your gun featured, do that. But with that said, I'm gonna bring up Scott's gun and he's gonna tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so that's my freshly put together 300 blackout. So it's got a Bear Creek Arsenal 300 blackout upper on it with the 16 inch barrel. The muzzle, I don't know where that what it is. A friend of mine gave that to me. But the lower is an Aero Precision lower, and the build kit was the Magpul build kit from Palmetto State Armory. And then I just got that Vortex Strike Fire 2 in and put that on there just before I sent you that picture.
Oh, so you haven't tested it out yet?
Nope, not yet. I haven't even fired the gun yet. I haven't had a chance because things happen. I was gone all last week, and when I got back, I was sick. So just haven't been lucky at all last couple weeks here with getting this gun out there and playing with it.
I really like the brake on it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't like to put the standard like mil-spec looking ones on there. They just look too plain, so I just try to find something kind of flashy to put on there.
You mean the birdcage?
Yeah, the regular birdcage one, yep.
Yeah, I like that. And you got the Gorillas and Guns stand rolling there?
Yep, the banana stand.
So are you going to be seeing a video of this gun too?
Yes, you will be. I will be filming next weekend or this coming up weekend. So that should be out probably Wednesday of the following week.
Awesome. All right. Now check this out, right? There. So go ahead and read it.
There you go. Submit a pic and description of your gun to GOTW@crumpy.com. Yep. Put it up there. Tell us about your gun and we will feature it.
Thank you so much for that reading there and that plug. All right, tonight we're going to be talking about the upcoming election that's coming up in the fall. Why are we talking about it this early, you might want to know? Well, there is a lot to discuss and there's a lot of work that we need to get done before the election, right?
Yep. Lots of work. We need to get information out there and we need to get people excited about this and we need to get people out there and vote.
We definitely do, because if we don't vote, then we're going to lose even more seats. We do know some of the candidates on the Republican side, not so much on the Democrat side, but the Republican side. But the thing is, on the Democrat side, this is at the state level races, like the governor, lieutenant governor, AG. And we know a lot of the districts. There are some we don't know yet, but hopefully we'll be finding out soon. And we'll be discussing those races as we go. for governor on the Republican side, which is probably going to be the person that we get behind is Glenn Youngkin. I'm actually going to be talking to Mr. Youngkin this week.
Okay.
So
is he coming on your show?
No, it's just going to be a one-on-one discussion.
Okay, cool.
Before we put out any endorsements or anything, I'd like to speak to him.
Right. I'm very curious about him. There's not really a lot known about him that I can see. I know he didn't really answer some questions, but there's also been some things I've been seeing pop up that makes me wonder a little bit.
Well, I'm going to find out. I'm going to get to the bottom of it. If there's one thing I'm good at, and that is getting to the bottom of things.
Definitely.
That's what I get paid to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you do a damn good job at it.
Yeah, people think that, I don't know, they think they can, that they're, the best thing you can do is not be the smartest person in the room. What I mean by that is don't think that you're smarter than the other person. And a lot of people do that. And I play into that. I give them that. And I tell people I do that. I give them that feeling and then just let them speak.
Yeah, they're a little more able to open up to somebody who they think is not smarter than they are, I guess you would say.
Yeah, one and lap dances. No, I'm not going to give a lap dances, Roger Frame.
Oh, God, now I can't get that image out of my head. Thanks.
Just so you know, Roger Frame is one of the co-founders of Black Swan Media.
Right on.
He had some medical issues, so he took a step back, but he is still kicking around out there, and we love him. And I think he actually came up with the name Black Swan Media. A story about that. I'm known as the Black Swan, which sounds like a cool nickname, right?
Yeah.
There was a Christmas party going on, and I couldn't go because I was taking my wife to a play, which those jackasses converted to a ballet and then started calling me the Black Swan because I ditched their Christmas party for a ballet, which was actually a play.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So that's how the Black Swan, it sounds like really cool, but it's actually an inside joke. And Roger named the company Black Swan Media.
Right on.
Because of an it's inside cool joke.
Story.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, getting back to Mr. Youngkin here, I'm going to be asking him a lot of questions. So if you guys have questions for Glenn Youngkin, who is going to be running as a Republican for the governor position in Virginia, let me know. I will get them all answered, hopefully. And this gives me a little bit more insight and than just sending a survey. There will be a GOA survey, but this will give me a little bit of more insight.
Right on. And he's not, this is his first time in the political arena, correct?
Yeah, he's not a politician. And so that makes it a little bit difficult because you can never tell where someone stands if they're not a politician, which is probably a good thing. But you just don't know because there's no voting record, right?
Right.
One thing that's only
his word at this point.
One thing that does concern me is it doesn't look like there's too much gun stuff in his in his campaign. But he does claim to be pro-gun, and he has spoken out for the Second Amendment. So we will see, you know.
Right. Yeah, I mean, he says he's a gun owner, but just because you say you're a gun owner doesn't mean that you fully support the Second Amendment. Now, you can support the Second Amendment, but how deep do you support it? That's the big question.
Well, that's what we're going to find out, if he's GOA strong or not.
Right.
It looks like he is pro-life and other stuff that would line up with being pro-2A. I'm not saying that you have to be pro-life to be pro-2A, but if you look at it, it looks like it's they line up. The people who usually are pro-life are usually pro-2A.
Right.
Just the way it is. I do know that he is a member of a bunch of gun organizations, and he did say that he will not sign any legislation that has anything to do with pinning a limitation on any Second Amendment rights.
Okay.
My question is, how are you going to work to repeal what they've already put on out there?
Right.
Limitations on our Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, and that's a big one right there, too, because, I mean, we've already had plenty of limitations put on them. So, you know, not signing any new ones is a big plus, but working to get rid of some of the other ones that just don't make any sense and shouldn't be there is another big plus.
Yep. Thank you, that goddamn bacon, for the 223 super chat. He says, "Gentlemen, I have arrived. Let the sin begin." Thank you so much for your support.
Everything's better with bacon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Goddamn bacon's a good guy, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's Glenn Youngkin. I'm going to find out where he stands on stuff like constitutional carry and other stuff when I talk to him this coming week. I will say he reached right back out to me personally when I sent a message to his team, and he's like, "Let's set this up. Absolutely. I want to talk to GOA. I want to bring you guys in the campaign. I want you guys' support. I want you guys' endorsement. Let's speak."
All right. Well, I mean, seems pretty promising based off of that, but, you know, will he go the distance?
Well, a lot of people say that to get an endorsement.
Right.
I can't find anything that is like negative, so we will see.
But again, you know, it's going to be kind of hard right now to find anything out about the guy, like you said, because this is his first time in the political ring. He doesn't have a voting record, and, you know, what we're hearing about him right now is basically just his word, you know, so to speak.
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. For Lieutenant Governor, we have Winsome Sears.
And she's been stirring up some stuff here.
She is a firecracker.
Uh-huh.
I don't have anything scheduled to talk with her this week. Hopefully I can get that worked out. We're just trying to work something out. But she is a Jamaican that loves guns.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I honestly don't think, I don't know what else I'm going to say other than what she haven't said. She has made the Second Amendment like her key thing in the election. I mean, she is definitely pro-2A. Yeah. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yeah, that picture that came out where she's holding the AR, you know, a lot of people are kind of going nutty over that.
Well, she has multiple pictures of her holding ARs.
Yeah.
So,
there's one that's like just flying around now that's been in a few news articles that I've seen, and I was like, all right, I dig it.
I was like, yeah, I mean, that is something that's good. I mean, the other places might not like it. Other people might not like it, but hey,
right.
For me, man, that is something that is very good. Mm-hmm. And talking about the pitcher, I know it's not a big pitcher.
That's one of them.
But that's one of them. Yeah, she actually released a campaign picture of her with with another AR.
Yep. And I'm pretty sure that's the one that was in the articles, was that campaign picture that, you know, the other side is not happy about.
No, and she said she's a former delegate, never voted for any anti-gun stuff, always voted for pro-gun stuff, pushed pro-gun stuff, Marine vet, originally from Jamaica, like I said.
Yep.
And very, very staunchly pro-Second Amendment.
Right.
Yeah. Her last time she was in the legislature was back in 2004, so it's been a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was actually ran as a Senate seat, didn't she, in like 2018, or maybe that was the last year she ran for it.
Yeah, she ran. She started coming back into politics, but she did vote for May issue, concealed carry. Mm-hmm. She voted for reciprocity and everything else. So, yeah. She's a very, very good candidate.
Right on. I'll be glad to have her.
Sorry, I got a bunch of indigestion, man. Acid reflux. Like crazy.
You gotta drink you some baking soda.
No, I have some stuff. I'll take some Prilosec. But I just wanted to bring up the picture before we move on here. So I'm gonna bring up the controversial picture that is driving Democrats mad, and it's a little bit small, but you guys can see it if you're not there. Out there, it has Winsome Sears. It has a picture of her with an AR and the hashtag of Win Winsome below.
Yep. She's rocking it too, man. I'll tell you what.
Yeah. And she says she owns ARs, which I have no doubt she does. And from hearing her speak, I think she has multiple ARs.
Right. Well, being a Marine, that's, I'm sure she's pretty well trained on using one, too.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I don't have a time to speak with her, but I will be speaking with her.
Right on. I look forward to hearing what comes out of that.
And for AG, we have another Republican who is coming out of the House of Delegates, and that's Jason Myers. And Jason Myers is pro-gun as well.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, it looks like we have some pretty good Republican candidates coming up here as far as, you know, the three major spots go.
Yeah. Like Glenn Youngkin, I don't know about yet. He made some other issues more important in his run
Second Amendment
than the Second Amendment. Winsome Sears, her number one issue was the Second Amendment, and Jason Myers, that was his second biggest issue on his platform. Right. I will be speaking to him on Wednesday.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
All right.
Space Texan says, I think every Marine should get to keep the rifle they train on. They're riflemen first, so why not make them fetch in the homeland?
Then they might get some nice rifles, you know, for the next recruits that come in, because a friend of mine who was in the Marines said that the rifle he trained with was very, very well used when he got there.
Well, you know, in Switzerland, when you turn 18, you go to rifle training. And then they give you your rifle and you take it home, and Switzerland buys their population ammo. They give you ammo and your rifle. I mean, this isn't like a hunting rifle.
Right.
I think, what are they using? AUGs, I think. Steyr AUGs.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, so they're not the civilian version either.
Right. I'm sure they have much different laws over there than we do here.
Well, basically everyone gets a rifle and you take it home and you stick it in your closet. And if something pops off, you're ready to rock. And
right on.
They give you an ammo allotment every year. For every year, all the citizens get ammo, which is freaking amazing. Yes, Space Texan, the para model, beautiful. But yeah, yeah. Okay. Somebody wants to know what's their stance on the constitutional movement. I'm going to be getting more information on that. I know Winsome Sears is huge on the whole Constitution thing. Which they should be all the different constitution laws, whether it's 4th, 5th, 2nd, 1st Amendment. Glenn Youngkin is the same. He says he's the same way. I'll find out more. Jason Myers on certain issues like 2nd Amendment. I know the other issues I'm not really sure about, but for this podcast and for GOA, what we really care about is the 2nd Amendment. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that we don't care about other issues too that goes along with the 2nd Amendment and constitutional rights. For example, we backed a bill in Texas that would severely limit no-knock raids. And we put out statements about no-knock raids because that's how you get people hurt.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have all the district races, but we have some, and there are some seats that we can pick up. There's a lot of seats that aren't going to change hands. There are some that are very, very in play, and there's other ones that are in play, but there's some that I think we can really win.
So it looks like here that my district doesn't really have anybody running against the incumbent now, right?
It might be, or might be just that it's primary. What's your district?
I am in the 4th district.
All right, the 4th district. Yeah, you're good to go.
Glad to hear that. Knock on wood.
Yeah, I'm in the 10th, and this is going to be an interesting race. Wendy Gadias, who is the Democrat incumbent, barely won, like by the skin of her hair won, like a couple votes going the other way, she would have lost.
All right.
Nick Clemente is running against her. I'm trying to set up a time to talk to him to see where he stands on the 2nd Amendment specifically and gun rights. But Wendy is very, very vulnerable. Not a lot of people that are happy with her.
He looks like a very young guy. What, maybe his early 30s?
Yep. And this is Northern Virginia, so if we can pick up that seat, it would be huge.
Right, real big.
And Wendy Gadias is extremely anti-gun, probably one of the most anti-gun people in the House of Delegates.
Okay. So it would be great to see him take that seat.
Yeah, I'm going to try to meet up with him. He lives apparently, I guess, 5 minutes away from my house.
Oh, wow. Right around the corner.
Yeah, so I'm going to try to meet up with him and see where he stands on the 2nd Amendment, because if he's bad on the 2nd Amendment, we can't support him. But if we let him know that, then hey, let's do it. Very interesting. My son has dyslexia, so he has dyslexia, but he overcame it, and got a college degree. Mm-hmm. Then he got his master's degree from George Mason. So yeah, he looks like he can work through stuff. But
B+ student, it says here.
Yeah, so we will see.
High school yet.
We'll see, but he has a good story, and the person he's running against can't be any worse than her.
Right.
Because she is terrible on the Second Amendment.
I'm just like reading his little bio thing here and just trying to figure out if he mentions anything about the Second Amendment, but
he doesn't
see anything about that.
No, yeah, you don't. I've been through every race already, so. Yes. So I know what that is. So I know what that's like.
Right. It looks like there's a few districts that also have no Republicans running in the district.
At least that
we know of yet, I guess, right?
No, there are a few that don't have Republicans.
So that's not really a good sign there. I mean, not to have some kind of opposition running.
Right. The goddamn bacon. So sorry, I'm so far out of the loop. As politics goes, when are the elections? November. First Tuesday in November. But GOA, we're going to get into what we're going to be doing. So if you're in the 10th district, we're going to need your help. But it's not all good news. For the 27th district has Roxanne Robinson, who is a Second Amendment supporter, and Deborah Garner, who is very close with her in polls. Okay. So we're going to be pulling out the stops here. I'm not going to go through all the ones. I just want to highlight a couple ones.
Right.
The 28th with Tara Durant, who is very good on the Second Amendment. She's a Republican running against the incumbent Joshua Cole. She barely lost to Cole in the last election.
Well, maybe she'll have a chance this time. And especially with the way things have played out over the last couple years here, maybe some people will open their eyes to her and say, yes, let's take her instead.
The goddamn bacon is in Puget Sound. You're probably not going to be too much of a help in this election. Washington State's a little bit far away. On Saturday nights, usually we do Virginia Reloaded, which is a Virginia-based show for gun owners of America. So the show, my shows the rest of the week, is cover national issues. This show specifically deals with Virginia. All right. So if we get Tara Durant in there, that's good. On the 30th, our friend Nick Freitas. If you haven't watched the last episode, it was a pre-recorded episode because we did the Fireside Chats 200th episode last Saturday. He gave an incredible interview. If you go to John Crump News, it's on there. I didn't put it on your channel because I didn't know if you wanted it on your channel or not. So,
Yeah, you could have put it up there. That would have been great. I mean, I enjoyed watching it. Even though I didn't get to be part of it, I still enjoyed watching it.
Yeah, we that just didn't work out. You can get off. But yeah, I wanted you there, man. That would have been great. But
I would have loved to meet Nick. I've been following him for quite a while now, and
a great guy.
Pretty impressed. Yeah,
great guy, man. You just ask him a question, and you just sit back and you just wait till the next question comes up, because he's going to break down any question. And they sound like they're prepared answers. They actually do, because he doesn't stumble. He doesn't think about it. It's just bam, 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 mm-hmm. bam, bam. He had none of the questions in advance. None. Right. So those answers, that passion you see is not fake. It's actually real.
Yeah, comes straight from him.
See Vanessa Kitty out there. Hi, Vanessa. Yeah, it's straight for him. He is a real deal person. We haven't issued our endorsements. Our surveys are going to go out as soon as we know all the races.
Yep.
But I can almost guarantee you Nick's going to get an endorsement.
Yeah. He's very pro 2A.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. John McGuire is another guy in the 56th district that's pro 2A. And he is going to be in a dogfight with Blakely Lockhart, who is anti-2A.
Mm-hmm. Is she part of, like, the moms or Everytown or any of those?
She I'm has sure their she support.
Yeah.
She really does. And in other states, some Republicans are anti-gun and some Democrats are pro-gun. In Virginia, it's not really that. That's not really the case.
Right.
There are some exceptions. I see Richard Hughes out there. What's up, Flying Rich?
Yo, yo, yo.
There are some exceptions, but for the most case, the Democrats are usually anti-gun. The Republicans are pro-gun. You have people like Chap Peterson, who kind of will vote against gun control.
Right.
Even in Manassas, there's a guy who's a Democrat socialist.
Who he voted against.
Yeah, well, he's not, I wouldn't say he's pro-gun, but he's not as right. hardcore anti-gun as some
as
of the other people.
Of them are, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's up, Armament and Axis? And he says hi to you too, Silverback.
What's up? Yeah, I actually hung out with Armament Axes. Went out to Ohio a couple of years ago, and we all hung out at Thunder Valley. Nice, nice place to go shoot.
I've heard so much good stuff about Thunder Valley.
Yeah, it's a very nice place, man. I'll tell you what, and I understand why they call it Thunder Valley, because if everybody's quiet and one person shoots, you can hear it, the gunshot crack through the air as it's going, because it kind of has like hillsides that come down like this. So it sounds amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Richard Hughes says, see you Friday, John. I'll see you, Rich.
You're staying. Better be careful.
He already tried to kidnap me in New York. So. We were in New York. He's from Florida. I'm from Virginia. But we were like 5 minutes away from each other in New York. So we hung out. Yeah, Clint Smith is an incredible guy. He can tell some stories out at Thunder Valley Ranch. Did you get to meet Clint?
No, didn't. I think he was out on a... Because he takes people out on like expeditions, hunting trips and stuff. And I think he was out when we were there. But I think, you know, the Tyven show, I'm pretty sure he's met him a couple times.
Okay, I gotcha. In the 76th district, I think we can pick this one up. It's Michael Dillandaire, who is a pro-gun person running against Clinton Jenkins, who is an anti-gun person. Imagine that. Well, I'm pretty sure we can pick that one up.
That would be good. What is the 76th district? What does that cover?
You really expect me to know the exact places they cover?
I know, I'm putting you on the spot right now.
No. I mean, it's not Northern Virginia, and I think it. What states is it? Put me on the spot. You should have let me know that you were gonna ask that question.
Let's see here.
76th district. Let's see. It covers like Suffolk, like Tidewater. I knew it was somewhere down there. So Suffolk, Virginia. Suffolk. Can't believe I said that. It's like my relatives in New York. Suffolk. No, it's Suffolk.
Suffolk, yeah. Suffolk. That's how we say it down here in Virginia. Yeah, Suffolk.
Suffolk County. Oh, they
just
say
like it. Just like Norfolk. It's not Norfolk, it's Norfolk.
Norfolk, Suffolk. Yep. So yeah, I knew it was Tidewater, didn't know exactly where. That's a heavily military area.
Yeah.
So the interesting thing about that area is where it's located at, every few years it might change. But I am looking at picking off that. All right. Now that we have, there's a bunch of other races. There's 100 of them. I did a mathematical analyst. I mean, I'm like a mathematical breakdown of each race and stuff like that. What is Virginia going to do? What are we going to do in Virginia as Gun Owners of America? And personally, as John Crump. Well, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to get involved. And that's what we all need to do. We need to get involved. Mm-hmm. We need to engage, right?
That's right.
We're going to be doing a couple of days of action for the top level candidates, the ones at the top, the governor, lieutenant governor, and AG. We're going to be knocking on doors. We're going to have like 2 days of action. And in those days, we're going to organize all across the state. And we're going to go as Gun Owners of America, as supporters of our Constitution, as the Freedom Party, the party of freedom. You notice I didn't say Republicans, I said freedom. Because freedom is not a Republican-Democrat issue. Gun rights right. should not be a Republican-Democrat issue. They have made it a Republican-Democrat issue, but that's not the way it should be. And if you believe in the Constitution and you want to go out and help us, we're going to go out there and we're going to knock on doors and we're going to talk to people. We're going to explain these guys' stances on freedom, because being pro-gun means you're pro-freedom. Being anti-gun means you're anti-freedom.
That's right. That's the way I look at it, too.
If you want to take away guns, you're saying to someone, I'm going to take away your right to defend yourself. I'm going to take your right to self-reliance away. I'm going to make you dependent on the state. And that's not freedom. You stop being a citizen at that point. You become a subject.
That's right.
So we're going to explain that, and we're going to talk to people, and we're going to say, hey, look, this is Justin Fairfax or Keith or like Herring or whoever gets it, you know, whoever gets in there as governor for the Democrats, whether it's Justin Fairfax, whether it's Gillespie or whatever. I'm not McGillespie, he's a Republican, McAuliffe, whether it's McAuliffe or Justin Fairfax, we are going to say this is where they stand. We know where McAuliffe stands, or McAuliffe, awful as we call him, and Justin Fairfax, who is known for something, I'm not going to say because I don't want to be, I don't want to be censored on YouTube, but he's no, just Google Justin Fairfax woman. And you get it. But he is incredibly anti-2A. McAuliffe is anti-2A. And those are the two that's going to have the best shot on the Democrat side. All their AG candidates, all anti-gun. All their lieutenant governor candidates, all anti-gun. So we are going to do everything possible to win the governor seat. That is going to be incredibly important. If we can win the governor's seat or flip the House of Delegates, and to be honest with you, our best chance is at the governor level.
Right.
We would have to basically defend every seat of the pro-gun candidates and take over every anti-gun seat. And then we would have to win all the competitive elections too, which probably won't happen, but we can take away a large chunk of their voting block and send a message to them in the House. So that's very important. But the governorship is incredibly important for Virginia. If we get the governorship, we can stop all gun laws. And if we take enough seats in the House back, we can stop a supermajority from overriding a governor veto. So that's one thing that we need to do. For every single person out there that's in Virginia needs to get out there. And if you're not in Virginia, you can actually help support our candidates that we endorse. I'm going to stay right here. We're going to endorse Nick Freitas. We haven't done it officially yet, but it's going to come. Not that they've told me anything because, you know, it's a group decision, but I can't see any one of us that would decide on the issue saying, hey, I don't want to endorse Freitas.
Right.
So I'm positive we're probably going to endorse Freitas. I also don't see anyone objecting to Winsome Sears either.
Yeah, I sure hope not. I'm giving a little check mark to that one.
Yeah. So those are the two that I know we're probably going to endorse. But it all depends. I mean, these candidates have to fill out the surveys too. It's one thing. So if you're a candidate and you're listening to this podcast, fill out those surveys we're going to send you. It's going to be very important.
Yes.
Good night, please, Rich.
Fill those out.
Good night, Rich. But you can do other stuff too. Rich. You can make calls for these candidates. You can text for these candidates. But we need to get involved. We're going to have more GOA events going on over the summer. For these candidates, the door knocking, the days of action is probably going to be towards August, September, you know, more in line with the election so we can be fresh in the mind. But we're going to have smaller events too all over the summer. We're going to be door knocking, handing out flyers, doing all this stuff. It's one of those things that we need to do. And Scott, I know I have your commitment to help out.
Yes, sir.
And I'll be up in the northern section. Scott, you're going to be in the Richmond area. We're going to have people all over. Matt Dust Cowboy is going to be down in the Roanoke area, along with Maynard Keller.
Oh, right on.
Those guys are going to be doing their magic down in the Roanoke area. We have people all over, and we are going to mobilize. And we're going to get out there. We're going to knock on doors. We're going to meet people. We're going to explain. And what you have to do is you have to come at it from a freedom perspective. And you have to just put it out there. These are what these people believe in. Do you believe in freedom? Do you believe in self-determination? Do you believe that you have the right to defend your family? Or do you believe that you should have to depend on the state to protect you?
Well, I'm definitely not going to pretend depend on the state for anything.
Yeah, that's true. And then we're going to push that. We're going to push that heavily. You look distracted tonight, Scott. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, no, I'm actually trying to figure out who the Democrats picked for their run, but it doesn't look like they've actually really picked anybody yet, right? Have they?
No, they have not.
Yeah, because there's really, it looks like they're going into, a second debate before they make another choice.
Yeah, the Republicans picked theirs a lot sooner than the Democrats. So we will not know for some time. I have an inkling who it's going to be. But we don't really know for sure.
Right.
It doesn't matter who it's going to be on the Democrat side.
No. I'm just trying to figure out, what the opposition looks like, just planning my attack. That's all.
No, I gotcha. But honestly, if you look at their side, everyone running is anti-gun. The only one that isn't totally anti-gun is Lee Carter, who is a socialist, believe it or not.
I don't think he has a chance.
No, he doesn't. The people who have a chance, there's two that really have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe three.
One of them was already a governor.
Yeah, Terry McAuliffe and Justin Fairfax. It's probably going to be one of those two.
Right.
Now that I said that, watch Jennifer Foy win, which would be bad because she's very anti-gun. Or Jen McKellen, who's also anti-gun. But it's mostly going to be Terry McAuliffe or Justin Fairfax. Lee Carter has no chance of winning whatsoever.
Yeah. I mean, I was surprised when they picked Glenn Youngkin.
I thought that was going to go.
Really strong candidate, up there running with him,
Amanda Chase?
Yep.
Yeah. Amanda Chase is pro-gun, but she came with a lot of baggage.
You're right. I understand that.
Came with a lot of baggage. So I mean, that's probably what doomed her candidacy. But even if go ahead.
Maybe the Youngkin guy, fresh face, fresh into politics, will bring some fresh new ideas, and maybe he'll be a home run.
Hey, I hope so. I think he would have a better chance than Amanda Chase, to be 100% honest.
Right. Well, he's like the CEO of, or was the CEO of some company, right? I don't remember which one it was.
Yeah. So he was the CEO. If you look on the lieutenant governor side, one name for the Dems, one name really stands out to me. And that is Mark Levine.
Uh-huh.
Who is insanely anti-gun. I mean, all of them are anti-gun, really. But Mark Levine is insanely anti-gun. There's a bunch of other ones I can go into them, but they're all anti-gun.
Oh, why did it disappear on me here?
What disappeared?
I was scrolling through this. Okay, here we are. The candidates that were running.
Yeah. Just remember, all anti-gun.
Yeah.
And for AG, Mark Herring is running again. He is being primaried, but I don't think that's going to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. So the AG is going to be interesting. Does Virginia have a waiting period for guns? No.
No, not yet. And knock on wood that we don't ever.
Yeah.
I guess you could say the waiting period is waiting for the background check to come back.
Yeah. They're talking about the baggage, like a lot of baggage. Yeah. If you want to see baggage, Google Justin Fairfax women. Just do it. That is something good. You got somebody on your channel.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Chico Wise, great guy. He's actually down there in Georgia. Don't know if he'll be making it to IV-88 or not.
Yeah, GOA is going to be out there full force. It's going to be me, Fairweather Bully, who hosts the Minuteman Moment. If you go to JOA's YouTube page, you can watch Fairweather Bully do the Minuteman Moment. Does that? There is. Who else is going? Jordan Stein, director of communications.
I like Jordan. He's a great guy.
Yeah, Jordan's a great guy.
Yeah,
he will be down there as well. Kaylee, who handles our partnership with different companies, she's going to be there. And I don't know, a couple other people are going to be there.
So, Jordan, is he working for, he's working mainly North Carolina now, right?
Yeah, he's working remote out of North Carolina.
He's still doing the same, like the media director.
Is that media director. He's doing a bang up job. You look at GOA's page, the web page, not web page, their YouTube page. It has grown a lot. And that has a lot to do with Jordan, and it has a lot to do with Nick Hamilton. If you don't know who Nick Hamilton is, he's the one that produces this show. And he also produces Nick Freitas's YouTube channel, all his stuff.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I've spoken with Jordan a handful of times, and I got to say, I've always been very impressed with Jordan and always had great conversations with him.
Yeah, so I guess Chico Wives will not be there.
Yeah, I hear that. Work can get hectic sometimes, for sure.
Yeah, work always sucks, man.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's my job, and that's defending the Second Amendment. DC becoming a state. My thoughts on that. I don't think they will. Jordan is a good friend of our movement and Access. I don't think they will become a state, but that's a power grab. GOA has came out against that because it's a power grab, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, that's all it is.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if DC became a state, that would only ensure that Democrats win every election from here on out. And isn't there a provision in the Constitution that doesn't allow that to happen anyway?
I don't know, man. When does the Constitution matter to them, to the gun grabbers?
It doesn't at all. But it should matter to everybody else in the United States. This is our country, not theirs. Just remember that.
Yeah, it is. What I always say, I prefer dangerous freedom to peaceful servitude.
Right. And this has come up quite a bit lately, and a lot of people keep questioning it. And I'm like, well, here's the thing. Now, we've been giving them a lot of power by calling them leaders. The government was never intended to be leaders. They were intended to be servants of we the people. We the people are the true leaders of this country. So the more and more we hand them that power that's supposed to be ours, the more they take it and the more they bend it to their will, and the more freedoms of ours they take, the more of our rights they take, because they believe that they are the ones that have the right to do it, and they're not.
Exactly. On my regular YouTube channel, I always say I report on the ATF and FBI and the agencies and organizations that want to interfere with your God-given and constitutional right to bear arms. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is the constitutional right is the right to be left alone by the government, to be not be harassed by the government. Your God-given right is the actual right to bear arms. We got to remember that. It's not something that the government can give or take. It is our right. All right.
Right. If you're alive and breathing, I'm sorry, go ahead, John.
No, go ahead.
If you're alive and breathing, it doesn't matter what you believe in, it's your right.
Yeah. All right. That is it for tonight. Thank you for listening. You can go to Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org, and sign up for a membership, and you can help defend our rights by helping us fund lawsuits and everything else that we do. My name is John Crump. I'm the Virginia director, and this is Scott Ayers. Scott?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm helping out as much as I can, and, you know, I'll do anything I can to help out as far as that goes to help protect our rights. It is our freedom that's at stake, and that right, that Second Amendment right, helps protect our freedom, and it helps protect all the other constitutional rights that we have. So you can find me here on YouTube. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me over at BlackSwanTactical.com and on Patreon and on GunStreamer. So come check me out.
All right. Be sure to do that. And we are out of here.
This has been Virginia Reloaded. A Gun Owners of America podcast. Tune in weekly for the latest gun news from the Commonwealth and beyond. Check out Gun Owners of America at gunowners.org.